Good to go on this one. Part of the Centenary of Federation state and territory coins. This one is New South Wales, the coat of arms for New South Wales. And there's one for each state and territory, including Norfolk Island, which is not a state or territory, but it's also in there as well. So there's nine different coins. $2.50 to $18 is a recent selling price range on these coins. They're from 2001, 50 cent coins. And yeah, between 2 and 3 million mintage, depending on which state and territory, and also Norfolk Island. But yet for the sets of coins, nine coins, $29 to $80 is a recent selling price range on them. So definitely keep your eye out for them. This is the New South Wales coat of arms coin. So I'm lucky to have this one on the end of this roll. I will open it up and I'll get that coin out. And we'll search the rest of these coins to see what's in here. Coin value lists available through the link in my account if you're interested in knowing which coins to look for and the values that they can achieve, they sell for. So hopefully you've been having a great day. Let's do this. 50s. 50 cent coins is a great place to start. If you're thinking about starting coin collecting, 50 cent coins is where I started because there's so many different designs that are out there. So when you're searching through, you see lots of different designs. And this is one of them. So the New South Wales, 2001. Cool, put that aside, into the collection. We'll check the rest, let's go. See if we can add another one, that'd be nice. Pretty hard to come by those Centenary Federation coins now. 2012, some of these can have a thing called a donut error. So over on the right-hand side, I'll just get my little pointer. Somewhere over here, you can get a little donut type image in these little swirls over here, but this one doesn't have it. So keep your eye out for the 2012 donut. Donuts, nice. All right, the student design, 2004. Let's check the values on these ones. So $1.50 to $10 is a recent selling price range on these. 10.2 million of these coins were produced. Put it aside, nice. Now this coin is sort of with that Centenary Federation coin, these coins. This is the Australia coat of arms. Now they made, I think it's off the top of my head, about 43 million of these particular, this particular design. So these ones are fairly common, whereas the state and territory ones aren't common. They're quite rare. So unless these coins here, you've got a little bit of extra doubling down the back, the Ruzilla can get a little spiking in the metal down the back of the kangaroo. Prices on the Ruzilla errors, $7 to $20. This one doesn't have it, unfortunately, but keep your eye out for it. Well, 74, that's a low mintage date. So prices on these, $1.70 to $25. So if the coins are in really good condition, $25 is a recent selling price range on that. Put that aside, cool. Ooh, another 2001. Most likely this will be the Australia coat of arms. And yes, it is. So it's got the Australia down here. And but look for that extra doubling down the back. There might be a little bit of a bump on his back there, but not enough, not enough. Ooh, 2012, we'll check for a donut. Come on, a donut. Let's do it. Nope. 2005. These coins, you look for a little bit of a blob of metal on the top of the helmet. Not there. Look for a blob in this gap down here. Not there. So if it's got either of those two things, adds extra value, but unfortunately not on that particular coin. 2012 again. Let's check for a donut. Donuts denied. And finishing on a Weary Dunlop that's got a little bit of damage on the side over here, but Weary Dunlop, a high mintage coin, this one. It's from 1995. So there we go. I'll let that one go back into circulation. But yeah, there's a few keepers from that lot. So what have we got? We've got the, oh, we're a fair way out. Let's get a bit of zoom in. We've got the Centenary Federation New South Wales coin. We've got the student design with the wildlife animals. Cool, I like that. Nice, nice. And we've got the low mintage 1974 50 cent coin there as well. So three keepers from that lot. Good luck with your searches. Hopefully you find some cool ones.